ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नैनो राज्य प्रजा भरतुर धर्म युद्धे वधो द्विषाम इति मे न तु बोधाय कल्पते शासनम वचः। नैनो राज्यस्य प्रजा भरतुर धर्मयुद्धे वधो द्विषाम इति मे न तु बोधाय कल्पते शासनं वचः। नैनो राज्यस्य प्रजा भरतुर धर्मयुद्धे वधो द्विषाम इति मे न तु बोधाय कल्पते शासनं वचः। नैनो राज्यस्य प्रजा भरतुर धर्मयुद्धे वधो द्विषाम इति मे न तु बोधाय कल्पते शासनं वचः। No, never, Inaha, since, Rajya, of the king, Praja Bharatu, of one who is engaged in the maintenance of the citizens, Dharma, for the right cause, Yudhe, in the fight, Vadaha, killing, Divisham, of the enemies, Iti, all these, may, for me, na, never, to, but, Bodhaya, for satisfaction, Kalpati, they are meant for administration, Shastanam, injunction, Vachaha, words of. Translation: there is no sin for a king who kills for the right cause, who is engaged in maintaining his citizens, but this injunction is not applicable to me.
Yes, man.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Sarasate Devam Guravani Pracharane Nirvishyeshi Srinivadi Vashyatite Shatarane. The first part of this verse, the first half of this verse, Naino Rajyak Prajaparatur Dharma Yudheva Dhod Visham Iti. This is a statement or an injunction of Shastra. That the killing or the vadha, dvisham, of the enemies, dharma yudhe, in a religious fight, rajya praja bharatur, of a king who is maintaining his citizens. He has to maintain his citizens, so if there's some danger, then he has to eliminate the enemy.
What is religious fight? Religious fight means you have got right to kill your aggressor. If somebody takes your property, If somebody sets fire in your house, if somebody kidnaps your wife, or somebody is trying to kill you, they are called aggression. So, aggression should be killed immediately. It is not that somebody has become an aggressor, and as they say, now I am becoming a Vaishnava. I will not be violent, I shall tolerate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us to be tolerant by the tree, by the grass, so I shall become tolerant. Let him go. That's what Gandhi used to say. Somebody questioned him that if somebody comes and violates the chastity of your daughter in your presence, what will you do? He said, I shall remain non-violent. But that is not chastity in them. This is foolishness. If somebody is aggressor, he must be killed immediately. Dharma Yuddha. But Yudhishthira Maharaj is thinking that although there was fight, the fight was between our own men, my brother, my nephews, my grandfather. So their family members, I have killed them for my kingdom. He's thinking that way. He's a pious man. Violence is required. We don't say non-violence. Just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave us the instruction, Tinamhi Shuni Chena Tarorapi Sahishkuna. One should be tolerant for hearing, like the tree, like the grass. Amanina Manadina. One should give respect to others. In this way one should chant Hare Krishna Mantra. Because in chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, there will be so many aggressors. The nature is so cruel. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, a 5-year-old boy, his only fault was that he was chanting Hare Krishna. And the father was at this, giving him trouble. So many words. So he must be prepared. Therefore, as there is danger, that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us. Then be tolerant. But not that when violence is required, you should be tolerant. No. Especially why Nityananda Prabhu was injured by Jagai Maharaj. He wanted to immediately kill him. Similarly, non-violence does not mean that in right causes also he will remain non-violent. No. You do not attack anybody unnecessarily. You do not kill unnecessarily animal, even. Not even an ant. You should be non-violent by your nature. But when there is aggression, when there are enemies, Shastra says, dharma yuddha, that is dharma yuddha. Prajabhattu dharma yuddha madhu visham, visham. Envious. So, that must be killed. But Yudhishthira Maharaj was thinking in terms of fights within the family, their friends, their nephews, their grandfather. So he was thinking himself as culprit. But लेकिन धर्मजुद था. पांडवस दे ट्राई टू सेटल द इशू. एक्चुअली द किंगडम बिलोंग टू महाराज युधिष्ठिर. इट वॉज इनहेरिटेंस फ्रॉम हिज फादर पांडु. बट समवेयर अदर चीटेड बाय द गुरुज. They were sent to the palace. In the meantime, they gathered everything. And when they came back, she asked Jivasavar, ruling power, so they would not give. No. Without fight, he shall not give. So the Pandavas, even Krishna, tried their best to settle up this issue, but there was no settlement. At that time, war was declared. That is Dharmayuddha. They tried to settle up the fight, but it was not possible. And it is not possible when the last resort is to take the fight. That is Dharmayuddha. The battle failed. It is therefore called dharma khetra. Dharma khetra, kuru khetra. The fight was right. And especially when Krishna was present, it is already dharma khetra. Whereas, just like this is temple, or similar houses are there and many, why it is temple? Because Krishna is there. Therefore, it is called dharma khetra, temple. What is the difference between temple? In other houses, there may be big hall like this, there may be many men eating, sleeping. That is not temple. Where actually God is there, that is called temple. Similarly, although battle of Kurukshetra was a fighting place, because Krishna was there, therefore it is dharma khetra. Whenever Krishna is there, that is dharma khetra. Tattva tishthami narada, yatra gayanti madhvaksya. So, those who are bhaktas, they can make every place a pilgrimage, because they can sing the glories of the Lord and they can bring the Lord in that place. So it doesn't matter whether it is here or there in America or India, wherever Krishna is there, there is dharma khetra. Dharma khetri, kuru khetri, samavi, padidusha. So, that fight was quite sanctioned by this hastra. It is not the Pandavas did wrong, no. That is right thing. But Yudhishthira Maharaj, being too cautious, too religious, he is thinking that I did not carry out the injunction of this hastra, that fighting is meant for the enemies, not for the friends. So I have fought with my friends, with my relatives, with my brothers, therefore I am most abominable. That is the nature of the Vaishnava. They always think of themselves as very humble, meek. That is scenario. Personally, one should remain very humble and meek, but that does not mean that when there is parikshatriya, to kill the enemies, that is dharma yudha, that is religious. Therefore, there was section. Kshatriya section, the Brahman section, the Vaishya section, that everyone is engaged in his own occupational duty. So other section, Brahman, Vaishya, Shudras, they are in difficulty. They should lodge complaint to the king. Just like in these days also, suppose I am his wrongdoer, he has done wrong to me, I cannot take directly to punish him. No, that you cannot do. You have to lodge the complaint to the government. And if required, government can kill him, sanction. Kill this man. He is a murderer. So the sanction should come from there. Similarly, this division is very scientific. Killing these men is for the Kshatriya, not for the Brahmins. Kshatriya, he can kill. There is no sin for him. The Brahmins are not going to kill. This system, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, very scientific system, Chatur-Bandhamaya system, Guna-Karma-Vibhāgaśa, but now everything is lost. But to make people happy, the Vedic culture is the most perfect. The Kshatriyas are meant for fighting, Kshatriyas are meant for ruling, punishing. These are meant for the Kshatriyas. They are exacting taxes. That is their means of livelihood. The government can levy tax for expenditure. You cannot levy tax. There are living means of everyone. For Brahmana, the living means patan, patan, jajan, jajan, dana, pratigraha. Brahman is meant for teaching others and become himself a learned scholar. That is Brahman. Patan, patan, jajan, jajan. He should be a great worshipper of Vishnu and he should teach others also. We are not only worshipping Krishna in our temple, but we are making propaganda. This is Brahmana's business. But if the government calls all our students to the draft board, come on, fight. And that is nonsense. Of course, they have got clauses not to disturb the ministerial class. That exception is there. Many of our students was excused from being called by the draft board on the ground that they had adopted the religious ministerial order. That rule is prevalent everywhere at all times. At the present moment, the society is chaos because there is no proper training for the particular class of men. A Brahman should be trained up, a Kshatriya should be trained up, a Vaishya should be trained up, a Shudra should be trained up. Chatur-Bandhamaya system, Guna Karma Vibhava, according to quality. Why Vedic culture has failed in India? It is simply remaining in name. Because everyone claims to become Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya by birth only. No qualifications. The Brahman has no qualification of a Brahmana. And because he is born of a Brahmin father, a Brahmin family, he is carrying our doubt. This is not Shastra Sansa. So, just see, here is a Kshatriya, ideal Kshatriya, Mahārāja Yudhiṣṭhira. How he is lamenting. He has done right thing, still he is conscious that he has killed his family member. Bandhu, relative. Then, love. What is it? 10:20. 10 more.